Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good,
wait,
the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies. Why are you telling me to wait?
Because we should, instead of going A, we should have gone meow, yeah. Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, God. No, I mean, well,
right,
he doesn't say meow at any point. Does he say meow?
We'll leave this in, and at the start, I'll edit out. No, wait. I'll edit the. we'll do it again. I'll leave all this in, and I'll put the meows at the start, and it will sound great.
Because then you'll just have the meows at the start, and then us saying we should have done meows.
Oh shit! What if we put? Oh fuck! I fucked this up.
Welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good. The podcast where we look at poorly rated movies and we ask the question, is this bad film good? My name is Declan.
Look, give me a sec.
You've had all week.
I know. Garfield.
Why was it sensual? What was the like?
And I was trying to be. I was like.
A cat?
I was like a depressed cat. And then I was like, oh, well, he's not really depressed. He's just like Bill Murray. So I was like...
So you thought about... Okay, that makes more sense. So you thought of Bill Murray and then you thought sensually of Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And then the voice came out. Okay.
That'll do. I made it.
Yeah, that'll do, Donkey. Today we will be looking at the Garfield movie. Or just Garfield, I think it's called. At least on the... On the like thumbnail for it, it looked like it was just called Garfield. But before we get into all of the Garfield antics, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrekking this week?
Shrekking this week. So this is kind of like a little bit of a follow up to some of the articles that we've had. Over the past couple of weeks, because
we do love a follow-up.
It's like an answer to the question of like why Cameron Diaz retired. This is an article from Fandom Wire. And it says, Cameron Diaz earned $1 million an hour for two straight weeks for $5.6 billion franchise.
What?
That's right, baby. $1 million an hour for 2 weeks.
Sure. What? How? What? Who's ever going to pay that?
Let's delve into it because I have no fucking idea how they've worked this out. Right.
So you haven't screened the reason before.
No, because I nearly did, and I was like, you know what, I want to go into this fresh, because if it's going to be some bullshit like, well, actually, the franchise made
$1 million.
Actually, she was paid up front, and if you work that out over two weeks. Maybe...
That's 60 million an hour. That's like in a day. I mean, what is that, like 100 and like?
No. It's that more. It'd be 24
like,
million.
Like 600.
It's $1 million an hour.
Yeah,
$24 million a day.
I was thinking a minute. I was going way over the top.
but still, that's almost 300 million for over 2 weeks. That's fucking what. Cameron Diaz is one of the most successful actresses. Why am I?
I thought you were putting that in yourself.
No, this is what they.
I thought you were just like, oh, that's 300 million. Cameron Diaz is one of the most successful. I was like, wow, okay, we got a Diaz fan of it.
Yeah, you're like, thanks for clarifying, I guess. yeah, it's just like blah 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 blah. But the math. Sorry, Fucking hell.
I love when you don't screen it beforehand so that you have no idea which bits to read and we just listen to you
it's
finding
because
it.
They've just... This is so... I've got to read the whole thing verbatim.
No, bit, please.
Look, Diaz is known for delivering hit films including The Something About Mary, Being John Malkovich, Vanilla Sky, and so much more. Diaz began modeling in high school and made her groundbreaking debut in the film industry, starring in the 1994 release. However, they don't fucking say what the 1994 release is.
Is it not one of the previously mentioned things?
I guess. I don't know.
Or did they just...
I think they forgot.
They just churned the shit out, dude. They were like, people could look it up if they want.
Yeah, look, well, let's look it up. Actually, I can't be asked. It doesn't matter.
I'll look it up while you're doing that. I'll jump in and assist.
1994, what was her film? However, she earned a groundbreaking amount, not for her modeling or action work, but for her voiceover work in a blockbuster Shrek franchise, which earned a
staggering... Oh, bro, it was The Mask. The Mask. That was her first. That was her first film. That was her first film, The Mask?
I guess. What?
Wait, when did you say that she...
As in the Mask with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, The Mask. But wait, when did she when did you say that she like stopped? Was it in like 2017 or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. 2015 maybe.
She did a lot in, like, what, 20 years?
Yeah, and then she was like, oh, Shrek made
she was
me...
Like, yeah, she was like, I've Shreked and I'm done. on one green mask, end on another green thing. If she does the last Shrek thing.
Okay. This is... Right, let's
find
the
point
maths
of this article.
Yeah, let's get into the maths. There's about most of this article is explaining who Cameron Diaz is, and then it explains who Princess Fiona is. But
Cameron Diaz is a human living on on the human planet.
But Cameron Diaz got paid whopping one
so
million
bad.
Dollars per hour to voice Princess Fiona, though Janine Garofalo was initially... I have no idea who that is. Someone was initially hired to voice the character, but Garofalo was fired from the first film itself without proper reasoning.
Damn.
What? Damn, Jesus. Shrek is the second highest grossing animated film of all time. It is no doubt that the franchise is massive.
Imagine having like an animation, like a voiceover job for some animation that at the time everybody thought was going to be shit in production and was like a punishment for those guys and all this kind of stuff. Being on that and then being fired from that and then Cameron Diaz taking your place and then it becomes one of the greatest cult hits.
I know. And it's like
rough.
$1 billion.
Rough.
Yeah, a multi-billion-dollar franchise. And you're like,
yeah.
Ooh. And then
she
some twats
on
the internet with a shitty podcast that no one listens to are like, who the fuck is Janine Garofalo? Like, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy that there was another podcast that talked about it.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that was too funny. Right, it's no doubt that the franchise is a massive hit, earning a huge profit, but little did anyone know that Cameron Diaz got paid $10 million for her work in Shrek 2. Okay, that's the first paragraph end. So I've still yet to work out how they've got $1 million hour.
This is when they say $10 million. If you spread that across the across 2 weeks, that's $1 million per hour.
Shit. So, oh, yeah. Right. Okay. This is how they worked out. Diaz herself revealed in an interview that she only devoted 2 days with 5 hours of work to
literally was
to complete her work to complete her part in the 2004 release Shrek 2. This means that the actress was paid $1 million per hour. It goes without saying that the actress was paid a hefty amount for a comprehensively small working hours. Diaz casting in Shrek came at the time, blah, 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 blah. They've done it. They've gone, they've literally got, she was paid $10 million and she only worked 10 hours. Well, they must have paid her $1 million an hour then. That's how that works out, doesn't it?
Must have been her contract. That's why they got it done in 10 hours.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She says a line and they're like, right, we get one more take on this. That's it. Keep going. Yep. Yeah, yeah. But she's like, oh, okay, right. Shrek. Oh, no. And they're like, yep, good. That's cool. Let's go to the next one.
They're like, she's like, are you sure? I mean,
we've got a million on the clock, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why in Shrek 4, she was only there for 30 minutes. Like, they've literally, so fucking dumb. I'm so glad I found this article and didn't read it beforehand. Because I might have read it and been like, oh, mate, there's no point doing this article. But you've been gifted this fucking article. And now I'll click on a related article which says, no sex, no violence, no F words. Jackie Chan revealed why fans will never stop loving his movies. Sorry, Jackie Chan, you're literally known for violence. That's your whole thing. Anyway.
I suppose he's known for, like, you know,
Kung Fu isn't like blooded gore, I guess.
I suppose it's not like, I probably wouldn't call it violence, yeah. Because it's not, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's slapstick and it's kind of, it's all cool and yeah. I don't know, maybe. Who knows? That's a discussion for our new podcast.
What's Jackie Chan in the news this week?
Yeah, what's, what's up with Jackie Chan, eh? That's the podcast name.
Yeah. We're pivoting.
Yeah. There's a wider audience that in that direction.
Maybe we'll break that sweet, sweet that 10 listener barrier bar.
All right. But yes, as we said up top this week, we will be looking at Garfield.
Yeah, baby.
The movie, the Garfield movie. So we saw this on, I think it was Disney Plus, wasn't it? It is absolutely useless searching on, normally on PlayStation, you've got like a little thing where you can go to just the search bar on the like media tab and you can just search a film and it will show you where you can watch those films. Except it doesn't work because it just tells me to buy it on Prime. It doesn't tell me that it's free anywhere else. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy it on fucking Amazon, not Prime, but you know what I mean? Video, Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Prime or just Amazon Video? Whatever, doesn't matter. Point is, we watched on Disney Plus. Disney Plus described it as being, Garfield lures Odie out of the house, but once he's lost, Garfield springs into action to save him. The most incredibly just like, this is the film.
In fairness, right, the film is kind of like... I mean, we'll get into it, but it is kind of just like, oh, the dog's gone? Sweet, I'll go get him. And then he does, and then he gets him.
give us some little tidbits, little facts.
So it's made in 2004, directed by Peter Hewitt. It stars Breckin Meyer, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Stefan Tobolowsky, Bill Murray, of course, Nick Cannon, and Steve Buscemi. It had a budget of $26 million, and it made $50 million, it made $203 million, which is like, I can see why they made a sequel. It's got 5 out of 10 on IMDb, 15% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 27 Metacritic liked it.
15%? That is wild.
Look, it's all right. Like, it doesn't Spoilers. No, but, I mean, it doesn't fucking knock it out of the park, but 15%?
15% is like, that's a crazy low number.
I know, you know what I mean?
That's like, I mean, Daddy Day Count was zero, but that's like fucking find it in the fucking bog. That is, you know what I mean? That's awful. Also, I just searched, just out of curiosity, because the director has the same last name, or sort of, as the actress, one of the actresses. And I was like, wait, what? Was that like her husband or something? But they just, it's just a coincidence.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But when I was looking for this stuff, are you good?
Yeah. Just carry on.
Okay. Shall I restart again?
No. You just carry on.
We'll keep all this in.
Yeah.
Well, we restarted. Aiden's got the giggles.
You'll never know why I'm laughing so much.
But anyway, so... I was searching for it, and then for some reason, in the images, are you stifling a laugh that I just hit?
Just fart.
You fart again? That was what that was? Right, the second one you have to keep in. Aiden farted, which is why we restarted. He's really lost it. He's really gone. I'm trying to do a. This won't even be that funny anymore now.
You know what? I'll leave this. It in, but I'll replace the fart noise with a different noise.
Okay, you're afraid of people getting a hold of the fart audio.
I'll replace it with Vin Diesel going, ooh!
It's going to be so confusing. Anyway. All I was going to say was that for some reason there's pictures of side by side of Chris Pratt and Garfield, and I don't know why.
Oh my god, yeah, I clicked on that. They're making a fucking... It's, you know, in the meme that's like, oh, they're making a new animated film and Chris Pratt is going to voice the main character. They're making a fucking new Garfield film and Chris Pratt is Garfield. It's the meme. They're literally doing the meme. It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Thing is, like, he voiced Mario, and Mario has done really well. So it's probably sent the false message to these producers and stuff that, hey, people want Chris Pratt to voice all these animated characters.
Well, I think they had that before, though, because it was like he did the Lego movie. And then that just fucking went
right.
Wild.
He did.
So yeah. I think it's a hangover from that, because he kind of like he did the Lego movie and it was like Guardians at the same time.
And yeah, then, so and everything then
from
was
there. He's just
it's all
like,
coming up, yeah. Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Especially his religious beliefs. Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah. Look, I've got a lot of notes, but I've realized that most of them are like, I've got all my notes are more questions about the Garfield-iverse and like Garfield existing in this universe rather than the actual films.
I thought there'd be some of that.
Yeah, because I mean, why is he animated but no one else is? Like,
because no way they were going to spend the money.
But do you know what I mean? Like, no one...
Yeah.
No one questions
Are we getting straight into it? We're getting straight into it.
Yeah. Because why does no one at any point be like, why does your cat look weird? Like, compared to every other animal on the planet. His eyes are the size of his head.
It's not just that. It's like, all the other animals have the weird... Like, the cats and the dogs and stuff, they have that weird thing where it's a normal cat, but then they make it, like, move its mouth. Like, they kind of superimpose the weird, like, shit on it. But then all of them except Odie, and Odie's just a normal dog.
But
that's one thing that I do like, because I love the idea that Odie is just so stupid. Like, he's just brain dead.
Yeah.
So he's just, I mean, not, like, actually, like, brain dead, but I mean, like, he's just, like... There's just no thoughts in his head. So he's just dancing around. He's just being a dumb idiot.
Maybe that, I didn't consider that. Because I did write, so like, why can Garfield speak to literally every other animal on the planet and they can understand him and talk back to him? Apart from Odie. And he's like, hey, Odie, don't sit on my chair. And Odie's like, I'm a dog. It's just like...
No, yeah. Odie's just like, sit, yeah. Shit.
Odie's poop, piss. Shitting everywhere.
Eat. Shit.
Odie's just walking around dance, pissing food. And shitting all over John's flat.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, Odie.
Yeah. Garfield's so, like, can I have some lasagna? And he's like, fucking no! No! Anyway.
So, in the normal, like, Garfield... So Garfield was originally like a comic thing before it was a like cartoon and stuff, right?
Yeah, like in the newspapers or like
in the newspapers and stuff. Like it's one of those kind of things. Yeah. But was Odie always a thing?
Yeah, well? I think I mean not that I'm fucking
I'm asking the Garfield expert.
Yeah, from memory they introduced Odie like it was a Garfield a John thing, and then they probably introduced is it Jane? What's her name? The love interest.
I don't know. Call her Jane, sure.
Jane. The most generic love interest. Yeah.
John and Jane.
Probably.
How very bland.
Probably. They introduced her because they were like, I mean, how many comic strips could we make of a cat that likes lasagna? And then they had a revelation one in like, in 1970, they were like, hey, what if the cat hated Mondays? And then that strung them along for a few years.
Yeah, that kept them going for a while.
Yeah, and then they had to introduce Jane. And then at some point they were like, what if he got a dog and called it Odie? And then Garfield doesn't like Odie. So I think he was there from at some point. Okay, that's
like
a thing. Right,
yeah, because like the description of the film makes it sound like it's just another episode in a show. Like, it's just midway through a season, and it's just like, oh, this is what's happening on the show this week. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, Odie goes missing, and Garfield has to go and get him.
Because it's kind of... I mean, you could easily have it as a fucking episode in the animated show, right? Like,
yeah,
if he'd already established a love-hate relationship with Odie, then... Odie gets, I don't know, kidnapped by a weird sex pest.
The classic Garfield episode. Odie gets kidnapped by a sex pest. Still involves collars. Anyway.
So Garfield's being Garfield.
He's a total asshole.
He's a complete fucking there's a line where he's like, I mean, he's being Bill Murray. I haven't given any strong opinions for or against Bill Murray this time.
After the quick search last time.
I was like, I'm just keeping my nose dry.
Yeah, keeping it clean.
I'll be before or against Bill Murray.
Well, I have a feeling that they just got Bill Murray in a room and they were like, right, here's like the kind of actual story bits that we need you to say. Now, can you just say loads of really cynical things about this situation and ad-lib loads of stuff for us? Because they just, it's like cynicisms per minute. They're just throwing them in. Where Garfield's just like, well, fuck all of you, because I don't want to do any of this.
I wonder how much they had to cut out of Bill Murray swearing.
They were like, no.
It's a kid's film.
This is a kid's film. You can't. No, that's really objectifying that. No, you can't.
Yeah, I mean, they have a fucking line in this. He goes, it's the sex pest is on TV. I don't know why I've decided he's a sex pest, by the way.
You know, his character's very, probably be a sex pest.
Yeah, but he's like, he's on the TV selling cat food or something with this cat. And then Garfield just goes, that cat's puss has been everywhere in TV and film, like all over the papers. And I was like, that's a fucking actual line. That's an actual line in a kid's film.
Me as a kid, like,
puss. That cat's pussy has been all over the shop.
Like, what else would it mean? You can't. It's not like that cat's puss. I was like, okay, maybe wordplay on like pussy cat, but just being like that cat's puss. Like,
I mean, if you take out the word cat, you're like, oh, that puss has been everywhere on TV. As an adult, you're like, funny.
That's funny.
And as a kid, you're just like, yeah, that cat's been all over the TV. He's famous.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's like, he specifies that cat's pussy hole has been on, been on TV.
Fuck's sake.
It's fucking vile. It's so weird. I don't get it.
There's so many like strange. Let me look what other quotes I've got in here.
I mean, there's one where my most hated is where Garfield, he's got a friend that's like really dim, and he tricks him to, it's like this whole convoluted thing to get milk.
Oh my god, yeah, I know. So,
he tricks him into like a bucket, and then the bucket like flies up into the air and knocks over a bottle of milk or whatever, and then he drinks it, and it's so stupid because it's just Bill Murray going glug 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 glug, and then Garfield looks at the camera and goes, "Got milk? Why?
That is one of my first notes. Like, it. What is that? It just doesn't. Why did he say? What does he mean? Got milk? I honestly feel like they got him to just say a bunch of stuff, and then at one point he was just, because he was saying so many milk-themed, like, ad-libs, that he just goes, got milk, and then they all pissed themselves laughing, and they were like, oh, put that in the film, that'd be funny. just put like, it in. Perfect.
Perfect. Got milk. And then milk. Bill Murray's
and it works
like,
because the cat got the milk.
They're like, Bill Murray's like, hey, yeah, but I mean, the ones I said earlier were much more creative. I mean, what, that's the line? Like, what? Who's he saying that to? And then they're like, oh, well, he'll say it to the audience. It's like, what, so he knows that there's the audience? Yeah, just for that bit. And then he won't acknowledge it again. It's so fucking weird. It completely threw me off. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's just, I mean, you know, it's a kid's thing, right? It's just, it's like, whatever. They probably just don't care.
Yeah. I mean, well, if Bill Murray doesn't give a shit, then why should anyone else?
Yeah.
So, John fancies this girl, and I think, she's a vet, right?
So she's a vet. And the thing, the whole thing
not
is
like
that-
not like an army vet. You know,
she's come back from war. You know, the system's chewed her up and spat her out, so she's just sitting on the streets. You know, she's been fucked over and left because
see shit. You weren't in it there. I was in like, Vietnam.
She's perfect.
I came here to chew ass and eat bubblegum. And all that of bubblegum.
That would have been a much more interesting role for her to play, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So she is a veterinarian.
Yes.
And there's this whole thing where, like, he says to Garfield, oh, come on, Garfield, we're going to go to one of your favorite places. And he's like, Garfield's kind of working it out, like, he wouldn't be taking me here. No, where could he possibly be taking me? And then as they're about to drive off, he's like, oh, he's been taking me to the vet a lot recently, but I definitely don't need it. So he's going there for some reason. And then we see that, like, he's talking to the vet lady, Jane. he's talking to the vet lady while Garfield's going through like a full fucking pampering thing. But I was just like, fucking hell, John must have so much money.
Yeah, what does he
like,
do?
He's got a pretty nice house. He's got like a big house. But then he's literally just like, you know, if he's taking Garfield to the vet all the time and getting the full, while he's chatting up this chick, he's getting the full kind of pampering package, whatever, you know, for Garfield.
Well, and then later he can take like 5 days off while he looks for his dog and then cat. And no,
that's also true. I got the impression that he like is self-employed of to some degree. Like,
well, he's got all the money from that comic book strip.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Maybe that's it. We've established, like, because I thought we were gonna have a little bit of because I've watched this film when I was younger, but I completely remember nothing. So I was like, does he get Garfield like at the start? But no, like Garfield's established that he hates Mondays, and which never comes up. He just says it one time and that's it. I'm quite kind of disappointed.
Just threw in the fan service.
Yeah. but yeah, maybe there is a comic strip about this cat and John. Maybe that's why he's fucking rich.
Yeah. I suppose so, but yeah. So he's doing all this stuff, and then, you know, he's chatting up the vet lady all the time, and she's just like, "Oh, hey, I've been meaning to ask you. There's this thing that I was thinking about doing," and then of course immediately he's rock hard, and he's like, "Oh yeah, oh I was going to ask you something as well," and then she's like, "Do you want to look after this dog?" And he's just like, "Oh, yeah, sure. That's what I was going to say as well, a dog." But I was just like, bro, she just sprung this as a vet. She's just like, "Oh, you look after a cat. Do you want to look after this dog? Here you go. Thank you, bye. Have this dog." No prep, no nothing. Like, he's just like, "Cool, I'll just take this dog, sure."
Yeah, she's like, "You know your cat that's like notorious, a grumpy arsehole. You think he'll get along with another pet in the house? Like, not just another pet. Do you think he'll get along with a different species of animal? His space one day, you know? No prep, no nothing."
Yeah, and, like, they have this this kind of thing throughout the film where it's like, oh, cats and dogs have kind of, like, a feud because it's, you know, it's just a well-known, cats and dogs don't like each other. But then they don't really have any issue with each other throughout the film. But so that's just like a kind of thing that's going on. But then, yeah, it's just a lot of like Garfield kind of being mean to Odie and Odie just being a dumbass dog and just being like, "I'm going to sit on this chair." And he's like, "That's my chair. Get the fuck off." And he's like, "Sit on the chair. I sit on chair." You know, and you can tell what the fucking era that it came out in is, right? Because it's the fucking Black Eyed Peas that starts on the TV.
Yeah.
On, like, MTV or something.
Yeah. Is it Black Eyed Peas? It's some, like,
it is. It's some...
sound like a granddad.
You sort of say, what are these rap things that kids are listening to? R&P or something. What is it called? let me see if I got is it Black Eyed Peas? I'm sure it was the Black Eyed Peas,
but
yeah,
like,
Hey Mama, the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh yeah. He's very also they didn't quite go there, but I was fully expecting it. But he's like enjoying that music video a lot, like, you know, all the female dancers wearing next to nothing, and he's like, "Oh, baby, oh yeah, yeah." He doesn't quite. I was expecting the like, "Yeah, shake it for me, girl, do that thing," and I was like, they didn't quite do it, but
they cut those bits
they
out.
Cut that out. That was most. That was most of Bill Murray's ad lib, just going fucking wild, and like on a brief Google. Of Bill Murray controversy, that seems like that would be the thing.
No, but the thing is, what I like about this film is that they do, you know, it's not like a lot of other, like with Zoom and stuff like that, where they say stuff where you're like, "Ooh,
don't be talking shit about Zoom."
But like, this feels very like, there's just lots of silly kind of, it's just him being like cynical and witty, and it's all just kind of a bit silly, and he's just, whenever he makes a joke, there's no, or at least I can't think of anything that felt like it was coming from a place where you're like, oh, okay, that's a, like, to see that now, you're like, oh, all right, well, that was a joke that would be made at the time kind of thing, you know what I mean? It was all just like, just silly, funny jokes, and Garfield's just like, oh, I'm the best, and look at everybody else being stupid, or whatever. You know what I mean? It was wholesome to that degree. Like, you know, that song was on, and he's just like doing all his dances, and it's just like silly. Look at Garfield just, you know, going around shaking and dancing ass. And just shaking his ass and whatever, and it's just like silly, and he's like kind of, he's kind of bonding a little with Odie. He's like, oh, come on, what do you got? I'm doing all these dances. Look at you. Yeah, you're not doing anything. And Odie's just literally on his back legs, jumping up and down the whole time.
Yeah, it's a bit shit.
which will
lead into the next bit.
Yeah.
because they go to... It's just occurred to me, like, John's like, oh, I like you. Or he's not. The vet comes and she's like, I'd love to hang out with you and go to a dog show. I was like, what kind of hanging out?
Yeah, I don't. I guess like, she's just like really like middle class kind of. Oh, let's go to the dog
show. Let's go to the dog show, darling.
And then John's like, see Crouch. John's like, I suppose I have money now, so.
Coming to all that wealth from the comic book strip. I mean, sure, why not? Maybe I'm middle class as well. It's fucking wild though, because like they go to this dog show, and Garfield's a bit jealous, so he tags along. And then I can't remember how this happens, but he's like, he's in the like prep tent or whatever, you know, where they bring out all the dogs to be presented, and they do their little stupid walk around or whatever. You see Crufts, you know what it's about. And Garfield like walks through there, and then he goes through the entrance, and then there's like a whole bunch of dogs like staring at him. And I was like, just go back the way you came. Like,
yeah.
just turn around and walk back. I mean, like, these are trained professional dogs. They should be able to control themselves, like, regardless of whether their opinions on cats and they've seen a cat, you know, these dogs are show dogs, you know, they've been trained.
Yeah, they're a different breed.
They're a completely different breed of dog, you know, and they'll have respect, so you should be fine. But no, Garfield sprints across the green, and John doesn't see it somehow. And then
it's that thing where like, you see all of this happening, and he not only runs there, but runs away as well, and does all of this stuff. And John's just there, like, what is going on over there?
Yeah.
What is that?
Some sort of orange flash going across. I missed that. Oh, well, I'll just text.
He's just got his face just like fully. No.
What were you gonna say? No. What the hell were you going with
no,
that?
Cut this. Cut
no, I'm leaving that. I'm leaving that shit.
I was just gonna say he's got his face just shoved in between her tits.
What the fuck?
I don't, because he's just like, how would you, if he's not even looking?
Yeah, but why was that? You're like, yeah.
Because I was just trying to say something ridiculous.
Then he's got his face, just right in between it.
Just cut that.
No!
You got one.
Rule 34,
I looked it up earlier. Yeah.
Oh man! No, you got one fart. You got one fart cut, so you could. No.
I'm like, I'm exchanging it. I'm leaving the fart.
No. Cut it out.
I'm leaving it.
The point is, John's distracted.
Oh funny. But yeah, I was yeah, basically Garfield gets fucked up by some dogs, or like, what is the point of that bit?
Like, so the whole thing is they were just like, let's go to the dog show because I don't know, it'll be funny, and maybe just because they're both awkward because they're like, oh, we like each other, hee hee. And they go to the dog show. No, I didn't say anything. You've cut that already.
No, I said I wouldn't.
It's not even in there. It's not even in there. It didn't happen. What else would he be doing? Right, anyway.
I don't know. Anything else?
Oh, anyway, but Garfield like runs off, and all the dogs are chasing him, and then you get Odie. So all the dogs are running off. So then one of the organizers is like shouting over to the DJ, and he's like, "Play the music, you stupid bastard! Play the music! What are you doing? You should be playing music." And the DJ's like, putting his headphones on and then playing some music, which I was like, "Why? For one, how is that going to distract the audience from what's clearly happening?" But to be fair, if they didn't see Garfield running across the whole thing, then maybe they're just not really paying attention.
Well, John didn't.
Yeah, John certainly didn't. Look, man, they're at the back of the stands, right? You know, they're just... I was just trying to think of the most outrageous thing. But it just sounded better in my head.
Why? So stupid.
Anyway,
tears in my eyes.
So nobody sees it going on, and then the DJ's like, "Oh, I'll play something," and he plays the song that was on earlier. The Black Eyed Peas song.
Oh, yeah, he does. So it's the same song.
Yeah, I guess the point is that it's like, oh, he's being conditioned because of Garfield to dance to that song. So...
Is it? I guess.
That's the point. Because earlier with the Black Eyed Peas stuff, Garfield starts dancing and then he's like, come on, you gotta join me. Show me your moves. What do you got? And then Odie starts getting up and dancing. So then it's like, oh, they're playing the same song. And Odie's like... music, dance.
because he's big as shit, so he's just
it's so shit because all he's doing, he's stood in the middle of the thing and he's just on his hind legs and he's jumping up and down doing a little dance. That's what everybody's saying, right? Goes fucking nuts. They're like, wow. They're like fucking throwing people over barriers and breaking shit, shooting each other. It's like, yeah, wow, bang, 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 bang. Like, it's just so over the top.
Right.
They're not doing those things, but that, metaphorically.
I'll get to my point later, maybe. But, like, why does this... So this guy, this sex pest, not John, the other guy.
why is John... Oh, right, yeah, okay.
He's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'll buy your dog, sir, and it'll make me a millionaire. And I was like, I still don't get why does he need the dog for, like, what?
So I guess he's just gonna, like, I mean, maybe he just saw how wild the crowd was and he was like, don't understand it, but
maybe. Before we see him, like, we see him on TV and he's got, that's because the Garfield's like, I've seen that cat's pussy or whatever.
And then, damn, this film is so much more wholesome than we're making it.
He's like, because it's like he's doing the advert and he's like, I love my cat, and then it's like the classic thing, it's like, cut, and then he's like, get this cat away from me, I hate this cat, I hate cats, I want a dog, find me a dog. And I was like, I don't, but why? Like, what's his job? I don't get it.
I know. I don't know whether it's just... it's just, like, kid movie logic, where it's just, like, this is a bad guy who thinks that dogs are more popular than cats, and so he thinks that getting a good dog would... He's just going to go on the road with this dog and go on a talk show, and they get lots of money. That's how it works, kids.
Yeah, because he's going, like... All right, so... jumping ahead a bit, but he gets Odie.
And Odie gets left out overnight because Garfield tricks him.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's then, not much. And he runs away. Yeah, yeah, that's that. He like so then he gets him.
Yeah, yeah. So he gets the dog, and then he's like, yes, finally. And then somehow because the dog is, or like we see him once because they're looking around for Odie. This is fucking stupid because John's freaking out. He's lost Odie. And then Jane or whatever her name is turns up. And
yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're right. And he's like, yep, everything's fine. I was like, why wouldn't you just, what yeah. reason is there not to tell her? It's so dumb.
He kind of does say, but it's one of those things where, again, because I think it moves so quick and it's a kid's film. It's just like, she's at the door. He's like, everything is totally fine. And I am a normal human. Yes, come in. And then she comes in. She's like, what's going on? And then he kind of goes out into another room. And then he comes back. And he's like, okay, look, the dog's gone.
Yeah.
And then he kind of explains. So it just happens like super quick. And they're just like, oh, and then this is this. And then she's like, well, why don't you just tell me? And he's like, oh, because I thought that you only wanted to hang out with me because of Odie. And I was like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, you're fucking in. You honestly think she's like, I love this dog so much, but I'm not gonna look after him. I'll let you look after this dog that I love.
Yeah, he pees and shits everywhere.
Dog show together and we'll just sit and watch other dogs while you hold the dog. It's just fucking weird. But I was like, wait, surely, like, she's a vet though, right? Surely, the vet that gave you the dog,
yeah,
she would be the first person you'd
call. Grace has said the exact same thing.
Odie's gone, fucking call her right now. Like,
yeah.
She
would know all of the, like, the sort of pounds and the local vets and things like that, like places to look for lost animals, where they would normally find lost animals, or have lost animals brought to them because of being left somewhere, all that sort of stuff. She'd be like, yeah, fuck, I'm already on my way. I know a bunch of places I can look.
Yeah, and he's like, nah, I don't want to tell her. Fuck that.
Yeah. And also, it's like, I feel like it's fairly understandable. If you're this dude who's never looked after a dog before, then this woman that you know who's a vet just gives you one, is like, hey, look after this dog. And you're like, oh, shit, okay. And then... you know, within the first, like, couple days, the dog's run off or something, and you're like, okay, well, I feel like you're still learning how to, that you know, change from looking after a cat to looking after a dog, considering it was just thrown at you.
Yeah. And like, dogs run away
all fine.
The time.
You're fine.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's just fucking, again, I mean...
It's kid logic.
It's just so dumb. But right, so yeah. Anyway, the evil sex pest gets. So I should stop calling him a sex pest.
Literally no indication of any kind of sex pestry going on. But considering the kind of evil character he is, I wouldn't put
it
past.
Probably
him.
A sex pest. Yeah, okay.
Probably.
But yeah, he's like right. So he gets Odie, and it's like, ha ha ha! My master plan has worked, and now I'll put this shock collar on. And I was like, but why, though? Like, he already does exactly what you want him to do.
But there's, like, a line. There's one line where the assistant guy goes up to him and he's like, he's going to be on... I think that he's going to be, like, performing on some sort of show or something. And the assistant is like, oh, he's going to be doing this, but he's not ready because he's not consistent enough with, with him... doing sort of what you ask him to, like with his tricks or with his dancing or whatever. So then he's like, oh, I don't have to bother with that. I can just shortcut it by putting the shock collar on him and zapping him to make him do stuff.
Yeah, I won't bother just training him, like, for, you know, maybe an hour till he gets it. How long have we got till the show's? Oh, what, 3 days? Oh, that should be enough time. You know, he's already doing it.
Dude, he's got Sex Pest things to do.
Yeah.
I'll
let him off then.
I'll let him off when I count to the Sex Pest tree. Yeah.
But, right, okay, right. It's just so stupid. Everyone's irrational in this film. It's just so dumb.
It's so interesting because it sounded like you weren't hot on it. And I mean, obviously, we'll reach a final verdict. It's interesting that, But, I mean, so he puts the collar on the dog and then we see him use it at one point, which I was like, oh, I don't want to see the dog get shocked. But he shocks the dog and the dog does a fucking backflip because he was shocked. And he goes, and then just backflips. And I was like, to be honest, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, but like, so he's off the back of that, right? So at one point, I don't remember where this is, but rats are going to eat Garfield?
Yeah.
When was that? I don't remember where that was.
So before context before that, at one point, there's a rat that pops out in John's house, and John's like, "Oh fuck, Garfield, you got to eat that rat! Like, you know, do your fucking job, buddy. You don't live here for free. Get rid of that rat." So then Garfield has to like go speak to the rat outside and be like, "Hey, look," because of course the rats talk, but not the
Odie. Yeah,
you know, not Odie. So the rat who's just like, you know, he's a street rat, and he's like, he's talking to him. I can't remember what he's saying to him. He's saying something about like he loves the Mesa. Is it Mesa Damia nuts or something? However you say it,
macadamia.
Basically, macadamia. Where he's just like, oh, there's just a bunch of nuts that the guy likes and whatever. And then he's like, Garfield has to pretend to eat him. Like John comes out and sees Garfield eating him, but he just spits him out afterwards. And then as he runs off, he's like, thanks, my G. No, he doesn't say my G. He just says G. He's like, thanks, G. Which I was like, oh, haha, because G, but also Garfield.
Genius. It's genius.
Genius. Yes, indeed. Yeah. So then basically later on, when Garfield gets surrounded by a group of rats that want to eat him, that other rat just runs in and he's like, oh, no, this is my friend Garfield. You can't kill him. You can't eat him. He's with me. He's cool. And then all the other guys are like, I'll get you bloody next time, you big fat cat.
And Garfield's isn't one like, of the rats...
fuck off.
Isn't one of the rats that guy?
Wow. Probably. Nice.
Yeah. No, it's fucking the guy who plays Andrew's dad in Big Mouth. What's his fucking name? I'm sure it's him.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It doesn't show up on the cast list. All cast. I mean, I'll look this up while you talk. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was wild. Richard Kind! Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got an iconic voice.
Yeah, probably.
He's Bing Bong from fucking Inside Out. He was in Scrubs. He's the what do you call that where you go to the hospital constantly?
A patient? hypochondriac? What do you think?
Yeah, he's a hypochondriac.
He's in loads of stuff. He's in Cars and A Bug's Life, and
he's in Gotham. He's
Gotham, in, yes, that's exactly. I was trying to think of
yeah. So
that's what I'd seen in him more recently. He's in the original Stargate movie.
He's great, I'm gonna click off him.
Don't.
Oh, but he's so nice. His last name's Kind. There's no. Please. No.
Wait. It seems. Oh no! What's this? Richard Kind defends Woody Allen.
No. Why?
No, I mean, it's probably clickbait. It's on something called The Daily Beast, so it's probably clickbait.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right, fine. He's good at
I mean, it's book. it's all like clickbait, The Daily Mail and all this kind of shit. It says, like, Richard, this is 2017, Richard Kind says rape accusers should be seeking fame. So... But it's the Daily Mail, so I have no idea. Because I'm looking through. Oh, why has it got a link to Bill Murray?
Stop! Everything's ruined.
No, I don't.
Charlie's dead.
No, this is. I mean, that's a different Richard over there as well. I don't think. I think he's all right. I don't. It seems like clickbait bullshit.
Okay, fine. I'll take that. And if you click off that site real quick and don't look up anything else, don't look too hard because I'm sure that, you know, there's no smoke without fire. So, speaking of childhood dead, Garfield is dead. Garfield falls off a fucking 10-story building.
Oh my god, dude, he's literally John Wick. There's no way. There is no way that he fell off that building and broke through the metal roof of the fucking truck, like lorry, and did not die.
Yeah, he's dead, mate. And I don't give a you do the but cats have 9 lives or whatever. This is the real universe, canonically. This is like a real universe that dogs and cats only speak to each other, as they probably do, you know?
Yeah.
They can communicate, but not to humans, and Odie doesn't do shit. So this is a real universe. Garfield is dead. Put that on your fucking poster. it's a fucking gag because the van is full of lasagna, and the van literally says on the side, lasagna.
Yeah, just thinking about that, right? So it's just a van dedicated to, like, full batches of lasagna. But it wasn't even, like, frozen or anything. Like, they were just all, like, freshly, ready meal, like, packaged lasagnas that were just, like, good to eat, or at least, you know, for a cat, good enough to just eat straight away.
Why does he hate Mondays?
This is the real question we need to get to the bottom.
Right, let's get into some of the existential crisis that Garfield raises. Why?
Oh my god!
Why does he hate Mondays? There's no reason for it. As I mentioned up top, he says it once. He wakes up and he goes, "Ugh, Mondays," and that's it. That's all
I guess it's just a joke with the fact that he doesn't actually do anything. So, like, oh, I hate Mondays because it's the start of a work week, but he doesn't have to do it.
Who knows?
What I do know is that when it comes to Richard Kind...
No,
actually, it's fine. That shit was clickbait. I just want to clear the air. So he took when it was all the like Harvey Weinstein shit, and obviously it was like the height of the Me Too movement. And he said that he called Weinstein's actions despicable and said that he deserves punishment. But he kind of said that he was kind of concerned that basically the Me Too movement was going to end up being abused by people wanting to like boost their own fame. And he said, I just hope it doesn't happen. I hope people don't use it for their own aggrandizement and to lift themselves. Okay. So that was it. It was,
it's all right.
You know,
all right.
Just clickbait. Want to clear the air. He's a good lad, as far as I know.
Not
locking it in 100%, but
I'm not going to say anything about anyone ever again.
Nah, I'm putting a foot down. He's a good lad. He's a good lad.
Oh, wow. It's interesting you said that because it's just popped up on my phone. Breaking news. Richard Kind is the biggest racist.
It's interesting the things you said about him that were positive, Aiden.
but yeah, so Where was I? Yeah, so he Garfield goes to find Odie, and he does. He just does. He's like, oh fuck, Odie's on the TV, and you know John doesn't see him, so he's like, well, I guess it's up to me to go to New York or whatever and find Odie and get him. But right, so this is just fucking wild, right? My mind's gone fucked because of
I could hear your brain just like, you know, in movies when they're under a time pressure and they've got like a chainsaw or something and they're like, and they're trying to get, they're like, oh, come on.
it was just my brain.
Yeah.
But like, so
come on, Aiden. You got it.
So it's just fucking wild. So Garfield gets to the, finds out where Odie is and goes, you know, he's sneaking around. He gets in trouble with the what do you call them? Not the pet police.
Pest control, something, yeah.
Yeah, and he meets that cat that was showing its pussy about, and he's like,
oh yeah, that cat, probably my favorite character.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. He says he was like, I'm trained in classical theater, and I was like, yeah. Oh, how? Like,
This is why I love this cat, because he's just like, he talks like this, and then he's like, Garfield is, I can't remember what it was. He was doing something, and then the cat was like, guards, please come here, whatever. I was just like, who's this cat?
Yeah, I know, right?
He like stages a fucking breakout, because the pound that all of these animals are in is like such a weird kind of like, it's almost like, it's meant to structure it like it's prison, like all the guards kind of, when the cats are going to be chosen, they line them up, or they put them in a pen, and then they're like, right, yeah, line up, pause on the line. I mean, he wanted a 5-cat lineup, as if they were going to be picking out a cat that, you know, attacked them or something. But what is it called? It's called, he says that his name's Sir Roland.
Roland. That cat's been knighted. So,
yeah, exactly. The cat's been knighted. He's trained in classical theatre. So when he stages like the breakout and starts causing havoc and presses the big red button that frees all of the animals, you hear him as they're running off. He just shouts, "Once more unto the breach, dear friends." I was just like, what? It's just so silly. And I think he has some... what is it that he... Oh, fuck, I should have written a longer note about that. Because So later on, he comes back to, like, help... Like, he's with a bunch of other animals who all come to kind of... come to Garfield's aid when he needs it, like, right at the end. And obviously, he sees them all come up, and he sees Sir Roland, and he's like, Sir Roland! And he goes, in the fur!
Yeah. Okay,
I think he reminds me of Matt Berry, I think. That's why... Who actually voiced him? I'm going to have a look at it.
I did look it up. I think it's just some voice actor I didn't recognize him.
Not even Matt Berry.
Yeah. Just a voice actor. God, not even a famous person. Why didn't they get Chris Pratt?
wait, Jimmy Kimmel was in this?
I saw that, but I don't know who
Spanky.
That is.
I don't know who the fuck Spanky was.
Is. Yeah.
Maybe, is that the... Oh, no, because Nermal is the dumb one.
Yeah.
It's Alan Cumming.
What?
Who plays Persnickety?
The Macbeth guy.
What do I know him from? I don't want to say yes to Macbeth because I have no idea about that. Probably. He was in. Oh, he's the fucking right. This is how I know him. Spy Kids. He's the guy who made all the thumb. men in Spy Kids.
No way!
I think. Is that... Am I getting the right one?
Oh my god, everyone had a crush on him. What's his name?
Wait, let me double check that I'm definitely getting the right one. Yeah. Fegan Floop.
Floop! Yeah! Floop, everyone fancies Floop. Oh my god,
I feel
hilarious.
Like you're projecting that onto
him. No. Everyone fancies
I never knew
Floop.
About people fancying Floop.
No.
Oh, no, I could see it. I could see it. Oh, all right, I'll tell you what. I could
fit,
see it.
To be fair.
I could see it.
But please. Alan Cumming is famous from...
I'm assuming you mean Floop when he became like this. At the end of the movie, when he had his face stretched out, it became...
No, that's when people found him attractive.
Yeah. I can see what you mean. He's got like Good Omens vibes.
Yeah.
He was Good Omens before Good Omens.
He's been in a bunch of classical theatre and stuff.
Anyway. He was trained in classical theatre.
Amazing. That
makes sense.
Too meta. That's too meta. Anyway, right, getting distracted. Let's wrap this shit up. So Garfield gets to New York or wherever the fuck it is, and he's like, I gotta stop that sex pest getting on the train.
That's verbatim.
That's
he's running along and he looks to the Bill audience Murray. And he says, gotta stop that sex pest.
Bill Murray looks to the camera.
Am I right, Bill Murray?
Bill Murray's like, got milk? I gotta stop that sex pest. and then John and Jane, I guess their name is, they run off as
They're
well.
They're doing a shit job of trying to like...
Yeah, they...
Find out what's
they,
happening.
They speak to an old lady and the old lady's like, hello, stranger I've never met before. I gave your dog to that famous guy, and he's going to New York today on this specific train. You better go catch him.
No. She doesn't tell... She just says, I've given it to him. They then somehow, like, break into his apartment, this guy. Like, they go to the fucking skyscraper he lives in. They go up to his room, they're in his room, and a security guard comes in, and he's like, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, we were trying to find this famous guy, as if, you know, that's not just what, like, crazy stalker people would do. And then he was like, what? Oh, no, but he's not here. He's taking a train to New York in 2 hours. And they were like, oh, and they ran off. And I was like... What kind of security guard was that? Yeah. He was like, look, I protect this building and this building alone. If you want to go chase him, I'll tell you exactly where he is as long as you leave.
He's
a sex pest after all.
they all get to the fucking,
to the train station.
Yeah, they get to the train station, and it's like, right, okay, everyone is fucking insane in this. No one has a rational thought. Because Happy Chapman is the sex pest, and I've only just remembered that because I've written it down here. So Happy Chapman is his name. And
Happy Chapman and the Sex Pest sounds like a very interesting band. Carry on.
So Happy Chapman and the Sex Pest, they want to... they want to steal this dog because it dances, but like just train
for
a
some,
dog.
Yeah, for some reason, this one dog is his ticket to fortune because he just dances and everybody fucking goes nuts and loves him.
Yeah, but I was like, but just like you spent, I assume, years being like, oh, disgruntled. I wish I had a dog. Just fucking get a dog and train it, and then. He's got a collar that just makes dogs do tricks by shocking them. So, like, so why does he need Odie that already does tricks? Just get any dog, slap a collar onto it, and be like, yep, there you go. Does a flip.
Look, who are we to question the ways of sex pests? Yeah, you know what I mean? This isn't a straight-thinking man.
Well, not only him, though, because... He gets on the train. The they're like John and Jane or whatever her name is. They get on. That's so bad as well that I'm like, oh, John, and then the woman character.
Well, but John, but like John is the know. she's that's the thing. Her role is literally the love interest. There's
that's
no,
what I mean. Like that. Yeah. How like, bad is that? I don't even know her name. She's just
yeah, exactly.
An accessory.
I mean, he's John because we all know Garfield and John or whatever. But yeah, I can't remember what her name is.
No idea. Yeah. It's terrible. But yeah, so like, so they're like, oh no, we've missed the train. It's just left. And then he goes up to the you know help desk, and he's like, stop that train. It's got my dog on it. And I was like, but just get the next train. Like
average day in customer service.
Yeah, it's
going up to the
front
desk.
It's
like, hey, stop that train and bring it back.
Because he's
she's
just
like, no, I can't do that.
What the fuck are you talking about? No, yeah. It's gone. What do you think? I could just call them up and be like, hey, could you stop? And they're like, yeah, okay, I'll just stop this very easily stopped massive moving vehicle. You know, trains that are famously good at stopping. Yeah, I'll just
thing
get
is,
that
thing
done
is,
for you.
Thing is, though, you
oh,
say...
Oh, we'll get there, we'll get there, we'll get there. But I was like, look, not only can you just get the next train, you know where he is. You know where he's going to. The guy's just told you, oh, he's getting the train to go start a new... It's like some news show or something. He's got like
I don't
gig.
Know. But he's going to New York.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, you know exactly where he'll be for the foreseeable future. Just wait. Just be like, well, there's no rush.
Yeah, I was thinking, just speak to the lady and say, hey, look, there's a guy who's just got on that train. He stole my cat and my dog. And she'll be like, okay, we'll contact the station, then like the next stop that train, or the conductor, the train, like where that train is going, and we'll have police officers.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, so, like the train kind of security guys or whatever. Check to see who this is. Do you know yeah. who it is? Yes. He is the famous guy, blah, 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 whatever his name is, Happy Chappy. And she's like, oh shit, okay. Well,
oh, the notorious sex pest. Cool. Well, yeah. I mean, we've been searching for him for years, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fucking wild.
It could have been, again, it's just kid logic.
But what's I mean, more wild
yeah.
is Garfield being able to stop a train, right?
With his bare hands.
With his bare hands. Yeah, he just
I mean,
jumps on the track. He just jumps yeah. on
That would be Garfield nowadays. They do some yeah. superhero Garfield shit.
But, like, so Garfield's like, I've got to stop this train. So I'll go into, like, the back rooms. And then, oh, sweet. There's just, like, a control room. And it's like flight control, but for trains. And I was like, there's no fucking way they have that. There's just, they don't have that.
Hey, maybe that's it's an American thing.
I was like, there's no way, like, who's driving the trains then? Because by
yeah,
this logic...
they do seem to be automated.
Yeah, by this logic, all trains, like, because once it's in this station as well, I was like, this just controls trains across the country. This is the hub for yeah. all trains in America, I suppose. Like, I don't know where they're meant to be, but it's like... the new Amsterdam Express or something. It's like a, you know, it's not...
Oh, yeah, he wasn't going to New York. He was going to...
No, he was going to New York. He was getting on the new Amsterdam Express, which is like a
oh,
like
shit.
Famous
okay, right. Because I remember seeing something and I was like, oh, he's going... Right.
he's sorry, going sorry, to sorry, Amsterdam.
Sorry. Yeah, I thought it was like, oh, lit. he's going to like Europe or whatever. That's what I thought the stakes were. Where it was like, oh, he's literally leaving the continent.
No, that's why I'm saying. That's why I'm like, well, just wait. You know where he is. He's going to New York. You know the building he's gonna be in New York.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, and then he just, I mean, he just flips loads of buttons and nearly causes, you know.
I literally wrote genocide. Down. Yeah, I was like, Garfield causes a fucking train crash and kills thousands because he's just like, I'm a cat. I don't know what I'm doing. Stop all the trains, and it's just like there's a fucking countdown to like a train collision. Again, it's not flight control. I don't believe that's how train works. But
Well, are you a trainologist?
No. Yeah, I guess you're right. You know.
Yeah.
And kid logic, who knows? I mean, kids don't know how trains work, do they?
I did. No, I didn't.
But yeah, I mean...
That's pretty much it. I mean, they have a showdown where Garfield... Because basically what Garfield does is he not only stops all the trains, but he then brings that other train back into the station. He then gets on, finds Odie. They escape into the actual kind of station. The fucking sex pest comes after them, and then they have like a confrontation where all of those animals from the pound show up for some reason. Fuck's sake, why are you sending me? Come on, man. We're trying to wrap this up. He's sending me borderline fucking Rule 34 Garfield and John shit.
It's like Garfield.
Ripped Garfield.
Garfield holding John in his arms.
I don't want to know what you searched to get that.
Right. Just like, sexy Garfield.
Basically, all of the dogs and the cats and the rats as well, for some reason, are there and join in. They all jump the sex pest guy, and then it ends up that they like put the shock collar on him. So then Garfield just like zaps him a couple times until he's like emptied his head of any brain cells. And they kind of leave. I think they just kind of leave him. Oh no, he gets arrested. There's like this weird random thing about like he has a brother. This ex-best guy. He has a brother He's played by the same actor, so it's like, oh, it's his twin brother who's this successful news anchor guy. And he's like, oh, my fucking brother. Ugh. This guy.
That was so weird. It was
so then at the
like
end,
the-
when he's being arrested, his brother's covering the story, and then he's like, oh, God, that's my idiot brother. Let's cut to something else.
Yeah.
That was it? Like, it's so strange.
It was like the actor was like, well, I don't want to, like, I don't want people to know me as the weird, like, freaky
Maybe.
Guy in Garfield. Like, I don't know. It was really like, because he comes on the screen and you're like, is that the same
comes on
actor?
The screen?
Well, he's a sex pest.
Hey. I'm sorry. It was there. I couldn't not.
But yeah, I mean, that's basically it. The film ends. They're all happy. They live happily ever after. And they end with the gag of like Garfield shoving Odie off the chair. And Odie's just no. There's no one no. behind those eyes.
No.
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, so, and then it ends, right? But it doesn't end because the film ends and then cuts to black and then it uncuts to black and just the end of the film is like it's
incredible.
Bill Murray as Garfield singing a cover of I Got You brackets I Feel Good by James Brown whilst dancing.
Yeah.
There's
brilliant.
There's no gag. There's no reason for
it.
It
just because he has several times in the film Garfield will like sing something and that he like just for some reason starts singing a song or dancing to something or whatever. And that's kind of just the whole thing of like it's the kids' film. Look at Garfield, he's dancing, he's doing the funny moves and he's singing the song and it's Bill Murray. And so at the end they're just like do it again.
Yes, yeah, just so
I wonder if it's off the back
wild.
Of things like Shrek, where they have the singing at the end or whatever.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's a good point.
It's that kind
but
of time.
It was
time,
just
isn't
like,
it?
Why? Sorry, fucking egg.
Why not?
Ugh.
Damn, it hit you hard.
It hit me hard.
Fuck.
But yeah, I was just like, fucking why? Like, I don't get me wrong. I fucking loved it. Because it ended and I was like, damn, that was a short fit. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's just Bill Murray going, I feel good. Diddy, diddy, diddy. I knew that I would now.
Wow!
And he's... fucking hell. He's going for it as well. Like, he's proper going for it.
Yeah. So that's the long and short of it, really.
Yeah. Bad film good?
Yeah, I'd say bad film good. Because it's just like, I mean, it's clearly tailored more towards kids. The animation thing is...
The animation's actually very good for 2004. I was quite surprised. So the texture's really good.
It's pretty good. And then the only thing is, like, there are some scenes where... when he's interacting with people where they've clearly got them to like do something, like you can see that it doesn't match up, like if you're looking at it, but it's normally they've done it in a way that's so it's either just a small movement or it's not focused on or it's just quick, and so it's really not much of a big thing, so it's not much of a big deal. They handled it well, you know, he fits in quite well with things, like it really works when it's stuff like him and Odie, and that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like when he's pushing him off the sofa and stuff like that. It looks like pretty good.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd say bad film good. It's just a fun romp.
I know that you think that I'm like that was fucking shit,
right?
I don't think it was like. I think it was a bit like, you know how Mario was like, yeah, I mean it's a kid's film, isn't it? Like. It was all right. Like, you know, the story's a bit nothing. But I do think there was a lot of just random dumb shit in this film.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That warrants it being bad film good. Like, there was so much stupidness that I was like that ending bit really made me, I was like, yeah, okay, this is a good film.
it's just fucking around. This is why I was like, they just gave Bill Murray some like key lines that had to be said for the story to make sense. And then they were just like, just say some shit and then we'll work around it.
yeah, I guess so. It really seems like that.
They didn't even plan it. He just started singing that song in the booth and they were like, cool, this is gold.
We'll animate Garfield in. To this. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we'll put this in. Garfield kind of looks like Bill Murray in this as well. I don't know. There's like the half eyes and the kind of like, you know, it's that kind of more deadpan Bill Murray thing. Yeah, basically. It looks like he's high all the time.
But yeah. Look, that's about everything that we've got for this week. Next week, right?
Yes.
I thought you know, we've had a good time today.
And why do I feel like you're about to ruin it?
Well, depends on your perspective. But I just thought, you know, today's gone so well. Why not give it a second chance? Why not give it another go? We're watching Garfield 2, baby. Goes to England or something.
Yeah, do you know what? I was actually kind of hoping you'd say that because I couldn't remember whether certain things that I remembered about that film were in this one or not, and I'm interested to see if it still holds up.
Yeah, I'm the same. I used to like this film as a kid. I remember this one more than I do the first one, which is weird.
Yeah, no, same. I think just because it came out later, so we probably watched it a bit more. So yeah. All right, yeah, sounds good.
Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties, Disney Plus, if you want to watch that one. If you want to keep up to date, Instagram, TikTok, at Bad Film Good, all one word. We do little clips from the show, little memes, which are lovely. And any announcements that we have, like we forgot to record. Sorry.
Announcements that we don't make, where we just don't post for a week, and then we're like, yeah, we're back.
yeah.
We're just like, oh shit, we weren't able to do it because of whatever's going on, but we're back now.
Yeah. if you want to help out the show, you could give us a 5-star review on your chosen podcast platform. That would help us get more listeners. Give us 5 lasagnas out of 5.
Oof.
Baby.
He does love lasagnas. I tell you what, fucking lasagna is so good.
And I think it's not appreciated that it's very versatile, right? Like, that when you say lasagna, but you think of like a standard lasagna, but it depends who's making it. You know, some people have a very tomato-y based sauce. Some people are more meat based. Some people have like loads of fucking white sauce in it. Some people barely have any white sauce. Some people, you know, you have cheese just on the top layer and it crisps up. Some people have cheese every single layer and it's fucking stringy as shit. Anyway,
Yeah, good so, shit.
Good shit, lasagna, I'll tell you that much. Or if you want to share some of our stupid, dumb fucking memes around, that would also help us out. Get more listeners. That'd be nice. But yeah, as always, we'll leave you with...
Every time.
AI wars, baby. It's because I just edited the last episode. That's what I did last time, so it's the thing now. If you don't know, Deegs loves Inspirobot and fancies it.
The original.
The OG.
The first one, the OG.
It's what we used to leave you with. It's a random quote, a random inspirational quote, I should say, on a random image. I gave up on it because I thought it wasn't funny anymore. So I found a new babe called Image Flip, which is generic memes with random words slapped over the top, and we put them up against each other. Inspirobot is currently winning; it's 3-2. But yeah. I'm quite confident, even though I feel like some people may feel like some of your wins have been a bit, you know.
No, you can't try and turn that around now, okay? What we agreed on at the time is what we agreed
right,
on at the time.
All right.
No retrospective,
I don't know.
You know, diminishing of winnings.
You know, sometimes the scoreline doesn't tell this whole story. But look, why don't you go first this week? Give us your shit Inspirobot.
So I've got quite an artistic one, actually. I'll send it to you afterwards as well. You've got a very good use of some depth of field stuff going on. Most of it is very out of focus. You can't kind of tell what the background is. It's just kind of a murky, kind of misty white and grey kind of background, and this chessboard kind of slowly, gradually at the bottom of the screen, kind of fades in from the bottom. From out in this mist, and really close up, we've got a single white pawn that is one space away from a single black queen.
Ooh.
On this chessboard. Very dramatic, very tense. This queen is towering over this pawn. But the pawn can't do anything. Well, I mean, the pawn can't really do anything, I think. I think it's pretty obvious that the game is up for this poor guy. The queen is there, poised there, ready to strike. And the only text...
Yeah, but what you haven't considered is if that queen takes the pawn, then the queen could be leaving itself open to be taken the next turn.
So this
you
is quite true.
Thought about this, is, this well, because there could be a knight or a castle waiting to pounce. So the
this
pawn
is very
might
true.
Not be,
this
not...
is true. However, as far as we can see, the board outside of this is empty. We don't see all of the board, but it seems very desolate. The scene they appear to be painting is one of acceptance of death. And this queen is towering.
Because obviously if the pawn was the last piece...
you wait until you're reading your meme out. I'm going to get ready to chill over. I'm painting the scene, Aiden.
All right, yeah, sorry.
Right. So, you got the queen. It's towering over this pawn. It's ready to take a life. The pawn's ready to give its life in service of its king. And in the top right corner, the only two words artistically placed on this picture, and all it says is, "Do it."
Do it.
That's it. That's what it is. Look. That's it. How artistic is that? That's great.
Oh, that is good. Yeah.
Do it.
And you see that is funny because it would seem that there are no pieces of chess. So either that they're all on the left side out of camera or this is all the back. But that would be highly unlikely
because, you know, that would insinuate that all the other pieces, and we're assuming that it's towards the end of the game, so most pieces are off the
chessboard by
this point. So that would mean that both kings are in the bottom left hand.
Well, no, there's space on the right. There's space on the right. I feel like on the far right, kind of the far right corner, you could have maybe the white king. The far left corner, you've got the black king over there.
Maybe
you know, this white pawn is the last guy who's even though it's fruitless, even though it's hopeless, and he has nothing to stand with, he's still going to make his final stand against the tyranny before he gets knocked down and his king gets taken.
But it's quite interesting, though, because then it could be a metaphor for whilst you may take a small loss, so you may take a small loss of a pawn, you know, the least valuable piece on a chessboard. What we don't see is that over the horizon, off screen, there could be another piece. There could be the white's own queen.
The cavalry, the literal cavalry.
The literal cavalry, the literal knight piece could be waiting to pounce. If this pawn is to be taken by the queen this turn, the queen is essentially sacrificing
herself. The queen is dead. Yeah.
For a mere pawn. And
very interesting. Is the phrase "do it" now a taunt
from the other side
the text is that's very interesting.
The text is white as well, so that insinuates that it is from the white side.
So maybe the pawn himself speaking to the queen,
daring to take the plunge. Almost, yes.
Strike me down, and I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. What have you got, Aiden?
I've got a picture of Yoda. It's just the fucking. You know, this is like the biggest contrast. You're like, the biggest contrast. It was like fucking artistic. Mine's just a picture of Yoda. And it just says, "The Force is strong with your mother."
For fuck's sake. What is it with? I swear, Image Flip has made so many your mum jokes.
I know. I must be. I don't know how it generates. It must be like. It must just be like what people are, because you can you can make your own meme on Image Flip,
right.
It must just be taking what people make and then,
what people like, and that's just a general I mean, I feel like there's a very clear winner here.
Yeah, and it's the your mum one.
It was thought provoking.
So, thanks for listening.
It was interesting. It was deep. There was depth. There was comedy value to it.
Look,
it was definitely on my side this week.
I feel like doing the bit with you gave you some extra points that had I been super competitive, maybe I wouldn't have done that. But
don't try and weaken my stance with this win here. It is 4-2. It was so thought provoking, as well as that's the added value on top of everything else. This is where we. What is this episode, man? This is it. This is what you did. This is where we are. Let's take a look at ourselves as people.
Fucking hell. What a mess this has been.
Yeah. Right. That's it.
All right. Yeah. Bye.